C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked a lot in the show about the tight labor market and how companies have been competing for workers over the past year by, among other things, offering higher wages. But next year, it's looking like pay could rise even faster.
Everybody from sort of the lower paid workers to the higher paid workers to those kind of in the midpoint, all those people should see salary increases next year.
But with inflation running higher and higher, how much will those fatter paychecks help Americans make ends meet? We'll ask our economics reporter David Harrison about that after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
There's a new survey of companies from throughout the business world, and the results indicate that many companies are planning some pretty substantial raises for employees next year. So who's likely to benefit the most from this? WSJ economics reporter David Harrison has been running the numbers, and he joins us with the details. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure thing.
So David, this new report from the think tank, The Conference Group, it shows that companies plan to set aside an average of 3.9% of their total payroll for raises next year. That's the most since 2008. Why are they doing this?
They're doing it because, frankly, they're struggling to find enough labor. Their employers say there's a really tight labor shortage out there, and some of the government data suggests, bears that out. I think in September, there were about 2.8 million more job openings than there were unemployed workers. So that's, more when you have more job openings than workers, clearly you're going to have a shortage of workers, and as a result, you're going to see higher wages.
So which groups of employees will benefit from this?
I think it should be pretty much across the board. One of the conclusions of the survey that I thought was quite interesting is that companies are raising their entire wage ranges. So that means that everybody from sort of the lower paid workers to the higher paid workers to those kind of in the midpoint, all those people should see salary increases next year because the companies basically have said that they're planning on moving up those ranges essentially one step up. So everybody gets bumped up by a certain percentage. So that suggests that this should be really kind of an across-the-board wage increase.
Okay, but how about new employees at a company? How are they likely to fit into this wages equation?
Usually when in these kinds of situations, new employees and younger employees tend to be the first to get these wage bumps because, if you're a company, you have your existing workforce making whatever they make, and then you bring on new people in a tight labor market, you're going to pay those new people more. So new employees are the ones that really should benefit first from this. And then later in the following months, the firms will then adjust their pay scales for more experienced employees to keep that kind of differential between the less experienced people and the more experienced people.
So for companies raising pay, regardless of who gets it, the money has to come from somewhere. So who's going to be paying for this?
Well, the companies, this is just part of the company's budget. So they're budgeting for these higher wages. They see this is coming. And this basically comes out of their revenues. What could happen, theoretically, is that they could raise prices on their products to pay for these higher wages. And then that would be one possible driver of inflation. So this is something that economists call a wage price spiral, where higher wages and higher prices kind of feed on themselves. And there's a debate going on right now on whether or not that's happening and whether or not that will happen. So it's kind of an open question. But that's definitely a possibility that you'd have higher wages leading to higher prices, which would then lead to even higher wages and so on. So that's something I think that a lot of policymakers at the Fed and elsewhere are watching out for.
Yeah, inflation's been running above 5% for five straight months, and it hit 6.2% in October, a three-decade high. So is anybody actually coming out ahead with these wage increases?
It's hard to say. Every worker situation is different, and every firm situation is different. If your wage increases, if your sort of income goes up by less than inflation, then yes, you're probably not coming out ahead. If your income goes up by more than inflation, then you are kind of on the whole doing better. And then if your income goes up the same as inflation, then you're pretty much where you were. So it kind of depends on each individual, sort of where your individual income lands versus where inflation lands. I think a lot of this, the motivation behind this is that you don't want people to lose out too much from rising prices.
So we're talking about higher wages for 2022. You raised the possibility of wages going even higher to offset inflation. So how long should we expect companies to keep doing this?
That's kind of the million-dollar question. How long will these wage increases continue? How long will inflation continue to stay hot? Economists say they think that next year things should calm down a little bit. It should slow. It's not clear exactly when next year. At first, people say at the Federal Reserve were saying that this recent burst of inflation, high wages, was transitory. That was the word they used, and that it would die down, by next year. And now they've stopped using that word. They've acknowledged there's just a lot of uncertainty right now surrounding wages and inflation. So, it's pretty much anybody's guess when this will end. But I think the general thinking is still that by the end of next year, this should have passed through.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter David Harrison. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure thing, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.